Our text this evening is from the first letter of John, chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, as I read articles and journals about the ministry, I continue to read how important it is for men, and I'm sure women too, to have a close circle of friends, something that's sometimes called an accountability group, people with whom they can share their real selves, their thoughts and their struggles, and find encouragement and support, and also hard questions, frank questions, if they do wrong. I've never actually found these such words of advice in the Bible, except that I do know that pastors should be this kind of support for their people. I know that the whole church is to be like this for each other. But I do wonder if this is the kind of relationship that the 12 disciples would have had with each other, or at least paired teams like Elijah and Elisha, or Paul and Silas, and James and John. It occurs to me, however, that it could be difficult or tricky to find a friend who truly cares about me more than themselves. One who, if I do share my weaknesses and struggles, doesn't betray the confidence and spread them all over. One who, when they know my faults, doesn't decide to just starting to avoid me. A faithful husband or wife would be such a loyal friend. But most loyal, even the most loyal friend, is nothing as loyal as Jesus. We look at our text and see that human friendship and loyalty wavers. But Jesus is loyal to wavering friends. And Jesus' loyalty befriends us forever. Let's think first about how human friendship and loyalty wavers. John writes, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Jesus' disciples, I believe, were a loyal group. They became his followers before he was famous. They even left their jobs and their homes for long periods of time when wannabe disciples decided they had to take care of business or other things first. They stuck with him for years, even when others had dropped out. When Jesus said things that were hard to understand or hard to take, many of them stopped following him. And Jesus then asked the 12, well, are you going to leave too? And Peter spoke up, as he often did, for the rest. Lord, to who shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. But we find that even Peter was not as loyal as he imagined himself to be. He was sure that even if all of the others abandoned Jesus, he never would. He was ready to go all the way to death with Jesus. We know that that wasn't true. Not even close. But he really thought it was. As our text says, he deceived himself. The truth wasn't in him. I think this is a reminder that the same thing is true of us. When we say something that's not true, the first one we deceive is ourselves. We kid ourselves that it is true. We all have a natural aptitude for convincing ourselves that we are smarter or nicer or more important or more justified or more deserving than we really are. It is harder for us to see our own faults and failures than it is to see those ashes on our forehead. The only way to do it is by carefully looking at the mirror of God's law. This is why I think that even if you had asked Judas if he was a loyal friend of Jesus, I think he would have said yes. As clear as it is to us, and as clear as it was to Jesus that he was doing wrong, I think he actually found a way to justify it to himself so that he could even betray Jesus with a kiss, as if he was still a good friend of his. Here again, we look in this mirror, we look at Judas and recognize that we too may claim one thing with our words, but our actions may betray that the truth is just the opposite. We may say that we care about or love someone, but act as if the one we really love and care about is ourselves. We may say that we love and trust in Jesus, but how we use our time or our money shows we have other priorities. It's like Judas and like Peter. We may really intend to be Jesus' friend, but we find that our fears or our doubts cause us to waver. And yet what we see in our text is that Jesus is loyal to wavering friends. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Judas may try to deny to himself that he is doing wrong, but Jesus knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows why he is doing it. So, does he avoid and reject and hate Judas? No. In fact, it is just the opposite. He continues to do his level best to help Judas, to point out in plain words what he's doing, and yet without openly shaming him to others. He expresses deep regret for what he is doing, not because he knows of how it's going to make him suffer, but because he knows what's going to happen to Judas as a result of this, and the effect that it's going to have for him. He says it's better for him than if he hadn't been born. He never stops trying to dissuade him and to turn him to repentance and forgiveness even beyond when that's no longer possible. We see the same thing for Peter later. He warns Peter exactly what's going to happen in his denial. He encourages Peter to stand firm and resist temptation. He promises Peter he's going to pray for him. He even assures Peter ahead of time that he's going to be renewed and turn again and restored so that he doesn't totally despair as Judas ended up doing. He strengthens all of his disciples for what's ahead of them by giving them his own body and blood in the Lord's Supper, the strongest antidote possible for sin and for shame, even when he knows how they will fail and hurt him. He does the same for us. In Psalm 103, it says he has compassion on us because he remembers that we are but dust. He knows how each of us is going to sin, and yet he loves us still as well. As Paul writes to the Corinthians, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape so that you may be able to endure it. That's what we see him doing with Peter and with Judas, even though they didn't take that way of escape. He also warns us. He also encourages us. He also holds us back from temptation. He also assures us of his renewal. And even though we waver so much, he never gives up on us. Jesus loyally befriends us forever. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus does keep his promise of renewal and forgiveness for Peter because he has carried out his promise to die for us. Even before God created the world, before eternity, he knew that we were going to sin. And so already then, he planned that Jesus was going to come and suffer and die for us. For centuries, he worked out this plan. Even when those he chose to be part of it constantly failed, he never gave up on them fully. Knowing full well what it would mean, that even those he was doing it for were going to turn against him, Jesus faithfully fulfilled his mission to suffer and to die for us. He did not stutter or stop short because of fear. He did not change his plan for selfish purposes. He did not try a shortcut or an easy way out. He was faithful because of his loyal love for us. This is how we can be sure that it's going to continue. He's going to continue to be faithfully loyal to us forever, and that nothing is going to be able to separate from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. He will continue to warn us of danger and to strengthen us with his word to resist temptation. He will continue to call us to repentance when we fail. He will continue to forgive us whenever we repent. He will continue to offer to us in Holy Communion his body and blood, just as he did to his first failing friends. He will continue to keep his promise of a place for us in heaven forever. Human friendship and loyalty wavers. That was true for the disciples. It's true for us. But Jesus is loyal to wavering friends. As he kept trying to help Judas and Peter, even when he knew they were failing him, he will not give up on us. Jesus loyally befriends us forever. As with us and for us, and he is with us and for us all the way to death and beyond. And so he can be sure that he will loyally befriend us all the way through our life and beyond. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.